And so the mysterious man died, having helped end the curse on his house. For the baker, there would be no reunion with his father, and he and his wife, bewildered, returned home. Now as for that witch, after being cursed with age and ugliness that night when her beans were stolen and the lightning flashed, well, she returned to her former state of youth and beauty. Oh, and Milky White. After a night of severe indigestion, he was reunited with the now wealthy Jack. And as for the prince, he began his search to find the foot to fit the golden slipper. When he came to Cinderella's house, Cinderella's stepmother took the shoe the floor in this room.
Careful, my toe!
Darling, I know!
What'll we do?
It'll have to go, but when you're his friend, you can sit to ride. You never need to walk.
The girl obeyed and swallowed her pain, joining the prince on his carriage to become his bride. The prince returned the false bride, but asked the other sister to try on the shoe.
Why won't it fit?
Darling, be still. Cut off a bit of the heel and it will. And when you're his bride, you can sit or run. You never need to walk.
The girl obeyed and swallowed her pain. But as she joined the prince on his carriage, he noticed blood trickling from her shoe.
Have you no other daughters?
To which the woman replied,
no, only a little stunted kitchen wench, in which his late wife left behind, but she is much too dirty. She cannot show herself.
Please, I insist.
And when Cinderella appeared, she tried on the blood-soaked slipper, and it fit like a glove.
This is the true bride.
My boy's love is son.
And so Cinderella joined the prince to become his bride. And now, as for Rapunzel, she bore twins and lived impoverished in the desert until the day her prince, wandering aimlessly, heard a voice so familiar that he wandered towards it. And Rapunzel, overjoyed at seeing him, fell beside him weeping. Two of her tears wetted his eyes, dored his vision.
I was going to come fetch you as soon as you learned your lesson. Surely you remember.
Mother?
This is who I truly am. Come with me, child. We can be happy as we once were.
She will not go with you.
Let her speak for herself.
Huh? Come with me. You and those beautiful babies. Please. You are the only family I know.
You give me no choice.
In exchange for her youth and beauty, the witch lost her power over others. Now, when the day of the wedding came, Florinda and Lucinda attended, hoping to win favor with Cinderella and share in her good fortune. But as they stood by the blessed couple, pigeons swooped down upon them, poking out their eyes and punishing them with blindness.